glowing as always. Authority, is it possible to have you here? Or you're still having fun? Yeah, guys, make some noise for Authority. She makes her way here. I've totally ambushed her, by the way. I didn't even tell her. I've just ambushed her. So big up to ambushes. Ooh! Yeah, you're welcome. That's your microphone right there.
Hello. Nice to meet you all. My name is Mary. And I'm one of the hosts for the night. And I look forward to meeting all of you.
Yeah, guys, Authority is making me nervous. But we'll manage. So, Authority, how was your festive season?
My festive season was filled with love, family, getting to connect with people, family that I haven't seen in a really, 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 really long time. Yeah, family.
All right,
and
nice.
A lot of food, of course.
All right. So guys, we're gonna have some few questions, and today we're gonna talk about the creative industry in Uganda. And we have a special guest to discuss this with us, though we would really love for the to hear the people's insights on some of these topics. And judging by the fact that this microphone seemed to be clear from far, I think people will not even have to move. Though, what do you think, Authority? Should we invite the people to come and speak from here, or should we like move the microphone around?
I think we
ask them. Alright, so guys, be ready to take a part in this podcast. Let's make some noise for our guest today. Our guest is a big time, big dog influencer. I heard he used to be a rugby player. He's also a host for events. And he used to be the king of Mukono until he graduated. Now he's the king of Kampala. So, make some noise for Barasha, everybody. Yeah, man. Hello, how you doing, Barasha?
I hope I'm clear enough. I'm not usually very loud, so you'll forgive me.
Your Authority, first talk to Barasha, first welcome him.
Can I hug you?
She asked for a hug, so.
Guys, Authority, shy. All right, Barasha, before we get into all this, I want you to tell us, first of all, how it was like making it through the festive period, and how it's like starting the new year, and what your prospects are for the new year. Yeah.
The festive season really went well. It was a lot of family time, but it was quite busy, so it was very conflicting. I had to stay in Kampala and chase the bug. Then you have family you haven't been with for a while. So I decided to take as much time as I could on the work earlier and join the festive season with the family, and it was really great. Good time to catch up.
Oh, nice. All right.
You asked about my prospects for the new
2023 year.
It has been very long journey, 2022, I mean, and yeah. It was very fruitful for all of us, I believe. For myself, it was quite fruitful, and I'm very thankful to most of you guys have been there with me, DJs, artists, where I've been able to, you know, chip in, and I hope that grows bigger even in 2023, bigger than myself.
All right, that's very nice. So, of course, we're here today to talk about the creative industry. And you're someone who has done a lot of work to make sure that the creative industry in Kampala is working together, is, you know, sharing the energy and growing. And I just want to know, first of all, why do you feel a connection to the whole industry of creativity? And why is it something that's important to you?
I like to call myself a community manager, not an influencer.
Right.
I'm good with people, I have very reputable social skills for anyone who knows me. And for me, it's really not about the money. It's not about a lot of other things that we might put in the way to distract us. But philanthropy is a very good thing to grow together, socialism. And I believe the people that are older in the industry think that this is permanent for them, but we forget that there is something called evolution, and things are changing quite fast. And if you are sharp enough to realize, like most of us in this creative space, then you take the opportunity. In the past, also, people have had the beef, you know, you don't want your friend to get any farther. Things happen, really bad things, really good things happen too. So I believe it's stuff we should, in my local language, they say,
oh, what does that mean?
These are only but earthly things, they're like quicksand. What is important is life.
All right.
Yeah, so for Livity, I would say to grow together and conquer more together is a really good thing. You can't win alone.
Ooh, guys, make some noise for that. Make some noise for the community manager. I love that very much. And approaching this from a very philanthropic angle, and try and make the world a better place. That's a powerful, powerful thing. Authority, first ask him something before I get into some questions that you can ask for him.
Barasha, as a community manager and the opportunities that have been created and yet to be created, today's podcast is based on challenges that are facing the youth, students, graduates, working class, yeah? So in that specific field, as a community manager, I think one of the challenges that are facing youth is lack of opportunity. So in that exact field, how do you think the youth can create opportunities for themselves?
Sorry, that was a bit too loud. So honestly, what I can say about that is that it's a tough world, and we've been put through an education system. We have social media where algorithm is continuously giving us what our minds are thinking, because the things like cookies, they tap into all this information. So somehow if you're sad about something, you're going to continuously go into the line of sadness. Your TL will be full of sadness. So like I said before, these things happen, grudges happen, bad times happen. Step out of the infinity loop. You keep thinking things are going to be bad, things are not going to be okay. Today I have only 20K, and things like that. But then you have to be hungry for more. If you sit down and relax and say, I have this degree and I can't get a job, no, that's not how it is. Go and start selling sausages on the road. You'll make some money and it will put you somewhere else. It only gets bigger if you believe so. So all I can say is that we have connections, we have this thing or the other. Where you're lucky, people like myself, people like Dennis, people like Chef Barry will lift your hand, maybe record your song for free and know this guy is going to become a big deal. And you do not know where that guy goes and he says, remember Chef Barry? That's the guy that made my first jam on the house. So it's about more of social capital. We might not have the money, we might not have the resources, but that mention, like they will tell me, we need you to do this. And I remember there is a DJ from Bantuvite. I have a DJ. Even when I've not talked to him before, I'll post it in the group or reach someone personally and say, do you have Authority's number? Because I remember she was a very good host on a night like this. You understand? So it's not about the money, it's not, we could attach it to so much, but the lifting hand, the community that is Bantu Vibes. Yeah, that is it.
Yo, so that's amazing, man. I love your insight so much. I have something that I want to talk about specifically, but I would have loved for the audience to also contribute to this particular thing. So at this place here, even as we're here right now, there are so many creatives right now. There are graphics designers, there are musicians, like Akine. I see you, Akine.
Shout out to Akine.
There's producers like Jeff Barry,
Timothy Dillon. There's so many musicians, by the way. There's people who do like so many different things, artists who paint, what. And I just want to know, like, for all these people, what's your advice, especially for you who has done a couple of successful marketing campaigns? What's your advice for people building a fan base? But then also, I would like people from the audience to come and tell us what their thoughts are on creatives building a fan base for themselves, whether it's musicians or DJs, because I feel like DJs have been a bit successful in this realm. And yeah, we'll get... All right, I think Barasha,
can we have them first?
Let's have the people coming first. Yo, can we have someone take the microphone to Lucas Black? Or do you want to come over here? Nice, come through. Let's have another person come through for a second insight on building a fan base. Yeah, I'm seeing a hand in the back.
Thank you.
Yes, Lucas Black.
Yo, listening to Barasha is such an experience. And I'm actually starting to realize that this thing that we're organizing is such a good thing. So big up on yourself, Dennis. Big up on yourself, Barasha and Authority. And big up on Bantu Vibes. So I was actually telling Batia this a few minutes earlier. I was looking into this whole West Coast thing of old school rap beef and all that. But other than the beef, I noticed something. For some reason, when all these guys blew up, they had all known each other for like 7 years, 5 years. Find Snoop Dogg has been with Dr. Dre since they were 14. Somehow when Eminem came, Snoop Dogg knew him when he had been in, like, you get it, eh? There is a way this benefits all of them in a way that hip hop becomes a culture. So you could do music, it could just become music, but when we become a group of musicians, a group of community managers, a group of designers, a group of whatever we are, it becomes a culture. And I feel like that's what Bantu Vibes is becoming, and that's why communities of creatives are very important.
Oh, nice. Culture. Yeah, man. I definitely have to ask you something else. Why do you feel like culture is at the heart of all this? Because...
Yeah.
And also, what do you feel like is the culture for Ugandans? What do they need to do? Because some people like approach this thing from a perspective of like, we just come to have fun,
yeah,
you know, and don't actually understand that this is something that could be replicated by their children or their children's children,
yeah,
on a very cultural level. So I just want to know what ways would someone use the whole thing of culture in order to create a connection with their fan base.
There's a saying I read somewhere that culture is a result of the winning side of a war of ideas. So there's always...
Crazy. First, repeat that again.
Culture is the result of the winning side of two warring ideas. So you have two perspectives. Let me put it in the perspective that most of us may relate with here as creatives like myself as an artist. English over Luganda in music. There is a school of thought, we want Luganda in our music. There's a school of thought that we want English dominated music because Luganda is of the past, come on, it's 2022. I say culture is gonna be the winner's perspective. So I'm gonna make sure I'm on the winning side. And how do I do that? I make sure I'm part of the evolution of the culture.
Ooh, nice.
People should not expect culture to just snap a finger and wake up and everyone's rapping trap in Uganda. You have to, like a baby, teach it how to crawl, then teach it how to walk. Then in 2030, we shall be running these streets with like all these things that we've been wanting to do today. You understand?
Yeah, man.
And how do we do that practically? So I get out of theory. I saw Player One's album, Aura. It had so much Ugandan-ness, yet so much rap. You get it? Eh?
Yeah.
He wasn't leaving his rap, but you would hear the Chidandali in it. So it feels like he's carrying a baby, teaching it how to walk in the ways that it already knew, but showing it new things. You get it? And that's how we come up together and go to the top.
Oh, nice. Someone's for Lucas Black, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. Oh, Lucas Black, thank you very much for
the Thank you, guys. Let me return the mic to the genius.
Yo, Barasha, before you speak, I want to invite one more person, and I have someone in mind actually. There's a guy here who is a leader of a very amazing dance community. It's called Benzema. Yo, Benzema, first come and tell us, because we've had Lucas Black's insight from the music side, so we'd like to hear yours from the dance side before Barasha can give us his perspective in general. Yeah, man, make some noise for Benzema coming through.
Shout out to Benzema.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Greetings to all, peace. Ras is my name. Actually, thank you so much to the brother, you know, who used hip hop, you know, as, you know, another case study to marketing and building a culture, because hip hop this year celebrating 50 years, you know, 50 years of existence on this planet. You know, in Uganda, every month we have a party. We organizing, you know, every month of the year. So thank you so much for using that as an example. And I can turn even to that quickly. You know, when hip hop started, hip hop was solving a problem. You know, when Hollywood came on, Hollywood was solving a problem. When Steve Jobs, you know, came, he was solving a problem. When, you know, all these great minds came, they were all looking for problems they were solving. They can be emotional, they can be, you know, just, you know, challenges we face, like amongst so many, you know, content. All these are problems that even these different apps are trying to solve on a day-to-day basis. So our question is always been, what are you solving, and who is that one you're solving that for? You know, because in that case is when we actually find the actual consumer and audience for your product or everything that you're trying to sell. You know, and then for us here, I've just been talking with my brother, you know, that you connected us with, brilliant mind right there. And then the brother was, you know, was talking about the grassroots, and then was talking about the middleman and the corporate, you know, system. So for us here, everyone that is starting in Uganda, everyone is already looking at themselves as the corporate, you know, at the corporate side. You know what I mean? That is why we grow with no audience. When we talk hip hop, it was first your community selling you, and then the corporate business came in. You know, you had to go with the crowd for the corporate business to appreciate you. But here in Uganda, we want the corporate side to appreciate us without even knowing the multitude of people that is going with us. Because at the end of the day, we forget that it's the community, actually. These people, your people, actually not your consumers, but the people are the ones that push you. You're not the one that pushes your people. The problem that we've seen with our Uganda that is most of us are actually, you know, pushing the audience, you know what I mean, to go to the corporate side. Yet it's actually the audience that is supposed to push us to the corporate side. That is why for us in the dance community, you know, the hip hop community at large, you know, because what you saw was breaking, but the community is small. The audience? Oh, yes, yes. Thank you for that. We are pushing the audience, you know, for the corporate. Yet it's the audience that is supposed to push us for the corporate. Uganda is growing at a faster rate. Trust me, we don't want to mess up like the world brothers and sisters in the diaspora has messed up their businesses by selling, you know, their brands and all of that for the corporate. We have a lot to learn from them, but at the same time, we also need to go back to the grassroots and allow them build us and mold us to where we want to go. Because at the end of the day, if you're not solving a problem in your community, whether the music problem, the dance problem, the art and all of that, trust me, where you are going,
Russ, I want you to summarize whatever you've said in about three words. Let's say solution finding or solution creation, and what else?
Yeah, as a creative, it is the challenge you're identifying in whichever field you're in, the solution you've come up with in your creation, and lastly, allowing your people push you, not you push them. Thank you.
I think that was helpful for all of us, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So, Barasha, what's your take on all this? Have people said everything you wanted to say, or do you have something to add?
Not that they've said everything I wanted to say, but I'll just build on from there.
All right.
Both of them talk about culture, solutions, and you see, it's the culture that we've grown up in that everyone is supposed to graduate, get a job, maybe by 25 be somewhere, 23 be somewhere, which shouldn't be our problem.
Mm-hmm.
Which shouldn't be our problem. We do not know how long we live, so we cannot dictate our lives based on a calendar or anything. You just keep going and giving all
That's
out.
Powerful.
So other than that, he talked about solutions. The problem is that we go out there and we do not know what we are doing. Like, we do not have guidance over ourselves. Like Dennis, I'm doing maybe music, or me as Barasha, I'm hosting. But after hosting, what next? If I get so good at hosting, what do I do with that? If I become a very big DJ, what happens next? Do I start an academy, or do I play and make all the money myself and feed my family, and that is it, and I'm making a living off it? Because I mean, jobs failed and I became a DJ and it's my job. But then you did not get there simply like that. The people you looked up to, and most of the time the contribution is not monetary as we hope it should be. Like, you could come to me and tell me, I like to do that honestly. Dennis, you could come to me and tell me, Barasha, I want 200k. And I'm not looking at giving you 200k because I've solved that problem, but I've not solved the problem of you not being able to have the 200k. So what do? I do not give you the 200k. I tell you, Dennis, I have a thing that is coming up. I know you could usually take about 500 for a gig, but let me give you this 200, it will sort the other problem. So create a solution for a problem. Don't just give Dennis because Dennis asked or because I could afford to give him. So what are you helping him after that? He has solved the problem, and what next? He stays with zero money. Yeah, but he has come for your gig. He has paid this guy his 200k, maybe a debt or anything, and he has gotten a platform. You do not know how many contacts he has picked up there for the next show. Yeah, so always create a solution that is going to last, not a solution for just that. Like they say, I would rather teach you how to fish than give you a fish.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that is it.
I'd rather teach you to fish than give you a fish. Make some noise for that quote. Yeah, man. As we're going on with the conversation, we want to talk about a very important part of being a creative, which is obviously exhibiting your art, whether you're an artist or a dancer, or you need to exhibit your art to people. And the best way to do that is by organizing an event. So that's one of the reasons we called you here today as well. You're one of the best events organizers we know in the city. So we want you to tell us more about what does it take to organize an event in Kampala for any of the people here who might want to organize an event, maybe a birthday party, maybe something, or maybe the next big concert. First, give people some advice on what does it take to organize an event in Kampala.
It goes back to what I said. I'm actually not going to say so much on that topic because it all comes down to, for example, I would say, I haven't spoken to a lot of people here before, or we have met and not spoken and whatnot. But then, like I said before, you do not know who this person is. You could have all the money and get the wrong person for the job. So what do you do? Whenever you're somewhere, someone tells you this is this person, try to know who they are. You do not know what they do. So most of all, you need to know people. You need to know who knows who. Because Dennis, I could be here and I do not have knowledge about this setup, for example, and I would want it somewhere else. So what do? I go to Dennis and ask him, who did the other thing for you? So there are people that were there before us. Let us call it culture. Yeah? So the people that are already in the game, we're just walking through the ladders just like they did. So the people that know more than us. So more than anything, more than the money you have, more than anything, always try to be on people's side. Like, just be a good person, I think. That is it. So try to know people's social capital can get you so much, so fast. I don't like to use cash. I always give people favors. So you obviously have to have quite some cash to get you things done and what. But in most cases, if I know that Denesi helped me this time and won't help him that time, people will always subsidize a fee for you. But that comes with you being a people's person, being a community person, which should be the routine that is Bantu Vibes.
Thank you, Barasha. Now that we know what it takes, now that we know what it takes to organize an event in Kampala, what are some of the challenges that you face or that someone is bound to face when they're trying to organize an event?
What I would say is things will always take a nosedive. I like to tell people that I put myself at the worst of places so that I know that I have to work my way up. So if you get comfortable and you know that, like I said already, I know Dennis, yeah? So if you get comfortable and say, I'll call Dennis, and you don't do it, and you think you'll call him last name because he's your friend, no. So you have to work your way up. What am I trying to say? So everything is hard work.
You have to put in the work.
People see me a lot of times in the bar, like, Barasha, you're not drinking. I'm like, no, I do not drink. And maybe 3 hours later, they see me lit. I'm like, man, I got tired and it's my night. But what am I doing? Before I can drink, all I'm doing is working. That's why I'm telling you, I do not drink. Make sure people, you see, hosting has been confused to be, let me say, this guy has numbers, he can bring people that can spend. If you know me, you know that most of the people that are at my gigs are not very top spenders, but my friends. And when your people are your friends, if you've walked in two Kenjis, you, for example, you'd realize that somehow all these people are this guy's friends. I can say what's up to everyone. When you walk in, I'll tell you, oh, don't sit there. Your friends are there. You get? So you have to go down to the people, know people. Man, I'll tell you guys, social capital has gotten me so far. Just be a people's person and things will work out for you. Always allow that this person is bigger than me, let him help me. If someone is lower than you, then you help them too. There are a lot of challenges, very many. Maybe the person that is in charge won't release money, there are late payments. But if you're my friend, then you'd know that Barasha would not do me dirty. Something must be going wrong. Then we'll always try to fix things here and there, but all I can tell you, things will always take a nosedive. Expect the worst, but hope for the best.
At the end of the day, we do have to start somewhere. So you better start than not start at all.
Yeah, the biggest capital you can give yourself is to start, to step out of your shell. And you honestly don't know these things, you guys. Don't be afraid to ask. And for the people that look at us, you see, I like to tell people that people give us this thing of public figure. But before you're a public figure, Dennis is my boy. We'll meet and there are no cameras, no lights, no nothing. And we're chilling. Yeah? But you come and say, Barasha, what's up? Because you're at the band, you can say that. But when you come down to this level, you can't even say what's up to me. So, guys, just reach out to everyone. Some people are bad, sadly, but some people are good. You just never know. But it starts with you saying, hi, what's up? I'm Barasha. I'm the host. Yeah, so don't be afraid. And when you see maybe Akine, hot baby right there, and then you're like, this chick is going to ice me. No. Go say what's up. Well, if she ices you, man, that's when you... Shit happens. But try. It starts with you trying. If you sit there and wait for magic, it's a wrap.
Thank you, Barasha. I think that's a really awesome take. What I've got is start from anywhere, just start. Make sure you have a social capital.
Let me give you a bit of an insight. Yeah. You see, I've worked a couple of office jobs and my mind is honestly bigger than the office. you could do the things you're supposed to do for 5 hours in maybe an hour and a half or two, and what do you do next? But if I'm seated in my comfortable space, maybe tavern, I could say, let me call Dennisy and see what's up. Dennisy might not have a very constructive thing to do at that very moment. He could say, come to base and we chill. You go to base, and all you had is maybe transport to and fro. But you go to base, and maybe someone asks you also, Barasha, where are you? I'm like, I'm at base. And who is that? Maybe some of your friends that are loaded, maybe a producer like Axon. In that case, maybe Dennisy and Axon haven't met before. So what happens? Be like, hey, Dennisy, what's up? This is Axon, Axon, this is Dennisy. Axon is a producer, by the way. Hey, Dennisy also sings. What happens? Hey, we need to talk. Let me play you something. So what did it take for you, transport to and fro, to go into a creative space that we hope that turns into Tavern Breeze for a very long time? Yeah? Let's say you went to Tavern Breeze. You've met authority, a host right there. You've met, you see, there's what they call common bond. You have to have something that unites you. You can't be together and you do not have the same goal. That means you guys are going to mislead each other. Everyone wants something different. Which is why, for example, I mentioned that most of the people at my gigs are my friends, because you have like-mindedness. People will ask you, Barasha, where are you? You're here. And the next thing you know, about 20 people of the same social circle are there. So what I can say, honestly, I'm going to build this on social capital, but we can help ourselves with so much, or each other with so much, without having to make it monetary. It takes you starting, simply saying, let me put on my shoes. Today I was not supposed to wash these clothes, let me wash these clothes. Today I was not supposed to go to Chadi, I wanted to go for coke. What happens? You reach there and there's a rugby game. At your rugby game, you meet a friend that hasn't been in Uganda for 20 years. Like, hey, by the way, I became a singer. Yeah, I've been singing. There's some guys from the UK that want to come to Uganda. Can I hook you up? Have my guys called Bantu Vibes. So man, it starts with you just waking up and trying to be a better person than you were yesterday.
Okay, thank you, Barasha. So,
we wanted to know about what your top three events are, but I'm gonna first go and ask the crowd and get like three answers, and then you're gonna reply.
I would prefer that this time we have the ladies first, if it's possible. Yeah, ladies first. Culture.
I'm coming out to the crowd. If you've just joined us, remember we're having the Community Wednesdays at the corner, where we share ideas together on a podcast and then party. There's a cocktail deal and a chicken wrap at 20K and a whole lot of G stuff. Hello, Jean. How are you doing? Nice to see you. Thanks for coming through. Yo, I don't know when the last time you went out was, but I want to know what your top three events in Kampala are.
You're asking a pregnant lady. Vazu Night, the one I attended, was fun. Yeah, it was a game night. New Year's, that's all really, yeah. What, we went to Hickory, and yeah, then Lazio. Band night.
So guys like band nights and guys like game nights. The Ivazu night. Guys, we're gonna have some Ivazu vibes. Alright. Yo, what are your top three events in Kampala? First, let us know, Becky. Alright, that picture looks lit. Let me see. First, tell us. Okay, mention one. I've seen you at the Meat Guy, you chick. Yeah, I've seen at the, you guys. These are foxes, just foxing. Okay. Mention one event, just one.
Church.
Alright, I love that. Yo, bro, Anul, how are you doing? Now, tell me top three events in Kampala that you've been to, that you love the experience.
Okay, I'm allowed enough. I don't go out much, but I'm big on events. I'm big on events. I had someone say band, but I don't like the cover bands in Uganda. I would like more live bands, but with actual artists. So I would say, you've heard of Five Band, the rock band? Yeah, like shout out Five, and I'm just plugging Five. Yeah.
Yo, you just plugged a band, Five Band, so big up to those guys. Yo, Wagwan. Oh shit, nice to see you. What are your top three events in Kampala?
I'm only going to mention one.
Okay.
Be okay.
Oh, nice, nice. At La Paroni's? All right, she said be okay. Ochola, when was the last time you were in Uganda, Wige? First tell me, your favorite event in Kampala?
Nege Nege.
Oh, nice. let me ask DJ Irokoze. He knows a lot. Yeah, you have to give me three events, Irokoze, because...
Nyege Nyege, clan meeting, the third guy,
yeah,
the third guy was Stress Clinic.
Oh yeah, big up the Stress Clinic. That was very lit. So now let's go to Barasha, who is our main guest for the day. Remember, you're all welcome to the podcast, to the Bantu Vibes podcast, the community podcast. It's going to be happening every week on Wednesdays. The community podcast will also be airing on YouTube next week, but one, after we're done shooting our first episode, after this pilot is done. But still, thank you to everyone. Make some noise for yourself for being part of the pilot. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, Barasha, let us know.
For me, my three best events at the top, you obviously know, just to be Elevator Friday, because that is me, like, I feel like I'm living through the party.
Where is Elevator Fridays?
Elevator Fridays at Kenji's, opposite Keisha. It's, like I said, it's a space where a lot of like-minded people meet, and other than the places where you go and people are just seated being cozy like Irokoze,
you're cozy.
You're having fun and, you know, you're vibing, same wavelength of energy. And second, which should have been first, but Elevator had to come first. Second is Bachiga Nation.
Ooh, Bachiga Nation.
That one is a mad one.
Bro, I was just there, man. I wish you spoke. All right, let's go.
Third one must be. The clan meeting. I've pushed for you guys to bring it back, and I hope that it comes back.
Yeah. But yeah, guys want the clan meeting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yo, those are. But tell me, what makes a night for you lit? What makes it? Is it the fact that people get to network? Is it the interactiveness that the game nights have? Is it the band vibes, like the sound aesthetic? What do you like about a good night? Why you really go and feel like fulfilled?
For me, honestly, I like to see people happy. Even when the night is so lit and I see you just standing at the corner of the bar drinking your beer, I should come, or I must come and ask you, why are you not vibing? So what's up? So I like to people see, like I told you, when someone comes to my event, for example, and I know where their friends are seated, I'll not allow them to sit anywhere else. Or even if they do not want to sit with them, let them first come and say what's up to these guys. After that, that's on you. If you want to sit there, if you don't want to sit there, I do not know how your relations are with that person, but if I believe you're friends, and I think I've seen you as friends, then I'll definitely show you to where your person is. And I think that comes back to community networking. I love to see people work together, have fun together.
Nice.
You don't win alone. And they say the best ideas are made over a beer in the bar, so I wouldn't let that opportunity pass.
Yo, let everyone make some noise for our guest tonight, Barasha. Yo, Barasha, thank you for being an amazing guest and for premiering this. We hope to have you back very, very soon. And we'll do an actual YouTube episode together. Yeah, thank you very much, bro. It has come the time for us to release you.
I appreciate.
And may you keep doing the Lord's work out there, and may you keep making major moves and pushing the Ugandan creatives forward. So we want to have one person come over here, because we want to talk about something that's not for the creatives. We want to talk about young entrepreneurs, young business mindsets, you know. So I think I'm going to invite Ochola to come through. Where is young Ocho? Is young Ocho in the building? Yo. Yo, make some noise for Ochola. Yo, Ochola is a very enterprising person, and he has had experience working for so many people and businesses and stuff. So Ochola, welcome back from wherever you are. You'll tell us more about that. I wanted you to tell us about what it means to be a young entrepreneur, and give us some advice on the hurdles. That the inevitable hurdles that people are going to experience as they try to gain financial independence in this Kampala. Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think when it comes to entrepreneurship as a young person, one thing is you really have to want it. Like, and also you have to love what you do. Because there are going to be so many challenges. So that question is what keeps you there. Even when you make a loss or things don't go your way, it's that passion and that love for what you do that's going to keep you going. And also, you have to have a vision. Like, you need to know where you're going, where you want to be, and work towards that. So
Nice. You talked about making, like, even when you make a loss, you have to have a vision. Tell us more about that. Like, how someone makes a big loss of like 10 million, how are they supposed to operate such a situation? You know?
You get back the first moment you can. You get. Don't sulk for any moment. Get right back the next day and try to make it back. Yeah. Don't sulk ever.
All right. Don't sulk. All right. Make some noise for Ochola. Ochola say, don't dull, don't sulk. Yeah, man. Thank you very much. Yo, make some noise for Ochola, people. With some powerful advice, don't sulk. Yo, DJ, get the music ready. As I sign out, I'm going to remind you guys that this is a Community Wednesdays, where we have an interactive vibe with the audience and discuss issues that are relevant and relatable to the youth of Kampala. Get yourself some chicken wraps and cocktails at only 20,000 shillings. Get yourself your favorite cocktail, and let's do it. All right, Barasha is back with a point. Let's listen to this. Use this mic.
So the point was, one thing I forgot to mention, leave alone social capital and whatnot, is that when they try to hire you for a gig and you can't do it, like, don't be greedy and not, like, since I can't do it, that's a wrap. Always pass it on to your friend. He could return the favor.
Ooh, nice. Yo, make some noise for that. Make some noise for what Barasha just said. Make some noise.
Let's go.
It's what I came for, and I know, just so you know, to leave alone, to leave alone. And I'm driving in a Range Rover, spend time, nigga rush over, to leave alone, to leave alone.
Yo.
We got divine girls in Bandai, wish I could come and squeeze you back.
DJ, run the music. Yeah, man, make some noise for yourself, everybody.
Beautiful creature, you make this life so easy. She give me temptation daily, you can't. occasion, they make her face to see. She telling me she won't be with me. Baby girl, go like a quemola. Party time, we are VCBG. Anywhere we go, it's a guarantee.
Obaide, Obaide, Obaide. I need a drink, it's what I came for. And I know, to show you love,
so you love.
To live one up,
to live one up,
to live one up.
To live one up.
Now I'm driving in a Range Rover.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that time, nigga, I'm sure.
To live one up,
to live one up,
to live one up,
to live one up,
to live one up.
To live one up.
It's a party. Yeah, it's a theater. Yeah. I need your love, you give me love abundantly. Girl, I wanna feel on your pop pop biggie. You ride when you on me,
on my biggie. Hey,
do you
want
to?
Ah, but no, I don't think I'm gonna say that.
Obaide,
Obaide,
Obaide.
I need a drink, it's what I came for.
And
I know, to show you love, to live one up,
to live one up.
And I'm driving in a Range Rover. It's that time, and the nigga I show up. To live one up,
to live one up,
to live one up,
to live one up,
yeah.
To live one up, yeah. What you think of what you do to me, what do you do?